We are here today to continue our sermon series on Romans Road, and I promise it will be short because we have food to eat and we have fellowship to have, so we will keep it nice and short today. But I want to remind you all of the 4 points of this Romans Road series. One, we are all sinful. That means everybody under this tent, and especially under this tree, are sinful. Two, our sin has consequences. So when we sin, a lot of times we feel the consequence of our sin. Number three, Jesus died for sinners like us, and this is the good news. Amen? And number four, when we respond in faith and confess that we are sinners in need of a Savior, we have been saved. Over the last 2 weeks, we've covered 2 verses to help us understand our salvation. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's our point number one. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today our verse is Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. The whole purpose of this Romans Road series is to hear an expanded yet succinct version of the gospel for us personally and also for us to learn to take out to people that don't know Jesus. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That means we deserve death, but instead Jesus offers us eternal life. While we were sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. This is the message of the gospel. This is the good news which causes us to gather together here each Sunday in unity. This is the good news that many of us live our lives for each day. Remember last week I gave the death row inmate illustration, which is a little excessive, but I think it paints a pretty clear picture of what Jesus does for us. I said that a man on death row is guilty and he's sitting in a room waiting to be put to death when another man shows up and offers to die for the guilty man. This is what Jesus has done for us. He came and he died in our place so that we would live for him and that we would inherit eternal life. Now remember, we're following Save Sam and Lost Larry, and if y'all haven't been here, if you only come to Fun Church, you haven't been here for the last 2 weeks, I just made up this story that kind of compares a lost person to a saved person in their salvation story. So in our story, Lost Larry has been confronted with his sin for the first time. He's even felt some of the consequences of his sin. And on their road trip, they pop their tires, and a truck driver named Billy the Believer, showed up and shared his testimony with both of them. Like I said, if you're new here and you want to catch up on this story, just go back the last 2 weeks and you'll know what I'm talking about. So Lost Larry and Save Sam are sitting in the diner because Billy Believer is fixing their car. Larry knows he's sinful, and he wants Sam to tell him more about Jesus. Sam goes on to tell Larry that God's plan for humanity all along was to send his one and only son to earth to die for the forgiveness of our sins. Right then, Billy Believer came into the diner and said, "Boys, y'all are ready to hit the road." So they paid Billy and said their goodbyes. Sam and Larry got back out on the Romans Road, and they immediately saw a billboard that said Romans 5:8. God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Larry said to Sam, "I really think I'm starting to believe that Jesus came and died for me. This trip has been really eye-opening." Larry repeated what he read on the billboard. God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. So the truth is we are all sinful. I've said this 100 times in this series. We're all sinful. Our sin has consequences. Jesus died for sinners like us. And when we respond in faith and confess that we are sinners in need of a Savior, we have been saved. Now the difference between Larry and Sam is that Sam has believed these truths for a longer amount of time than Larry. This is what happens in our lives when we come to faith in Jesus Christ. We understand that we are sinful. We believe that Jesus came and died for us. We confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and we commit to follow him for the rest of our lives. Now that last step is the hard part. Following Jesus is not easy all the time. As saved people, we believe that Jesus came and died for us, and we have committed to live our lives for him. But if you've been following Jesus for very long, you know that there are times when it's not easy. There are times, If you've been following Jesus very long, you know that it's not always easy. There are times when it seems like you're following Jesus alone. There are times when you feel far from Jesus. There are times when you feel far from family and friends. When we begin to follow Jesus, our enemy works harder to throw us off course, so there are times we feel isolated or alone. This is why we need brothers and sisters in Christ. This is why we need the church. We aren't in this walk with Jesus alone. There are people all across the world following Jesus, and our faith in Jesus is what unites us. Our walk with Jesus may be difficult at times, but our walk with Jesus is the most important walk of our lives. Nothing is more important than our relationship with Christ. If we read the first section of Romans chapter 5, we will see that we have peace with God through faith. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Y'all listen to this. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So it's countercultural to think that we should rejoice in our suffering, but that's what this verse says. We rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance and character and hope. But we don't rejoice in our sufferings alone. We rejoice in our sufferings together as a church. We rejoice together in our shared faith in Jesus Christ. This is why we gather together so often on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings and Sunday afternoons sometimes. This is why we share meals together, which we will do in just a minute. This is why we go on trips together, because we have a shared love for Christ and we need Christian community. Now, here's the good news. I'm not going to keep preaching and preaching and preaching today. I'm going to pray so that we can enjoy each other's company and this church community this afternoon. I believe in today's fast-moving world, we need friendship and fellowship far more than we realize. I'm going to pray that our faith in Jesus matures and deepens as a church. I'm going to pray that lost people would be saved in this community. I'll say it louder. I want to pray that lost people, can y'all hear me out there, in this community would be saved. I'm going to pray that people would continue to share their faith to this community. And I'm going to pray that people would go out from this community and share their faith with the world so that disciples would be made. So we are all sinners. There are consequences for our sin. Jesus Christ died for sinners like us. And when we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised us from the dead, we will be saved. And if that's you today, please make yourself known to this church so that we can continually point you to Jesus on a weekly and daily and minute-by-minute basis. That's what we are here for. So I'm going to pray right now in this moment. Heavenly Father, I pray that we are a church that seeks to mature in faith in you and that we rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces character and hope. And Lord, I pray that when we see our brother and sister down, that we come alongside them and pick them up so that we can mature in our faith. I pray that we see many lost people saved in this community, not only Bellevue, but Petersburg, and everywhere we go, up the hill, down the hill, down by the river, wherever we go, I pray that we're making your name known to people. I pray that we continue to share our faith boldly, that we pray with people that are hurting, that we comfort people that are going through hard times, and we point them to you through all of our life trials and everything that comes our way. And I'm going to pray that we don't keep this light of Jesus down here in Bellevue. I pray that we take it everywhere we go, even if it's to the other end of the world. I pray that we raise up leaders in this church that would have a bold enough faith to commit their lives to making your name known and make disciples all over the world. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.